Blog Talk Radio.
Girls.
exactly. So we wanted to take, okay, so we were talking about digital ghosts first when we did last week, when we did the online dating insanity stuff. And then from that, we wanted to go back into our two different, where we had panel discussions last season. So we had a guy-centric one, and we had the lady-centric one, which will be coming up.
Yeah, that's the next show. I forgot the title. You know, I've lost track of most of the titles. I just remember them when I write the synopsis.
Does it have, like, girly stuff related
what
to it?
What did I call it? If this was in the springtime of his voodoo...
No.
What did I call you? Girl. No, I'm not using that for a relationship one. I'm using it more you-centric.
Yeah, that's better.
I know, but I don't know. You'll see it. It'll come up, you know. Yeah. We have it somewhere. So, show.
Yeah,
you know.
everyone will find out when we post it, just like we do online.
So last week, as we were talking about the online dating and lady hosts were here. Stupid experiences. You know, she's fighting the good fight.
I'm trying.
And I wasn't.
Anymore. So you were off all your stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm fine again, but... No, I can't do... You know, you get what you pay for, people.
Look,
I'm sorry to say... I know it's in your budget. I'm just saying, you know...
Budget-friendly right now.
Yeah, it's very budget-friendly, and I understand that. But you get what you pay for.
No.
I just, you know, we got into the whole thing about... Is it... And talk about how sometimes I think those sites are like window shopping.
They are.
Because
it's...
We didn't get into that.
And I don't know if that's... Because you don't really know. Like, I've done the speed dating thing, which was more of a social experiment in humanity.
Oh, when's your comedy speed dating with Ruth?
I don't know, but she's listening now.
Yeah, why don't you put the date in there?
No, we don't know. No.
Oh, you don't know?
No, because what we, unless we got an email and I didn't check it. Bad at that. But we signed up for something, and the whole point of the, like, situation is... when as many women sign up, then they'll tell us when the.
Oh, is there like a minimum?
Yeah, I guess. So we're not waiting half a year.
Oh, she didn't see an email either. Uh-oh.
No,
and that's in the city?
Yeah.
How fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then we talked about that bridge and tunnel deal.
Yeah. But I have rejoined Grindr. Not for some of the reasons that people think so, but I will have to say that the Grindr guy is trying to be all political, even though I want to avoid everything political these days with the election and stuff, but he is trying to use it as a forum to support what he believes in and certain rights.
There's definitely those
things
politically that 100% we're both for that you like a giant redwood tree or a mountain, you can't knock me down from this belief.
Yeah.
These beliefs.
Yeah.
So
he's really trying to support candidates that support things he believes in, and in my effort to support all things good corporate personhood, you know.
Right.
Manhunt is run by a bunch of right wing crazies.
So that is disturbing.
Yeah.
You just told me that.
Yeah.
How is that even possible?
Yeah, run by someone like that have Sarah Palin and all of them are like have the company that owns it has an interest in.
So if they're clearly not
they can make money.
Pro
they're
gay,
pro money.
So they're just pro money and they
Yeah, which is the irony of the whole thing that people don't realize that Manhunt is run by a really right-wing conservative company who wouldn't give a crap about our rights. So the Grindr guy is really supportive of, you know, gay rights, women's rights, all that stuff. Not to say that I know the guy who runs this other app called Mister is in Gotham, Carl Sandler. We don't know each other really, or maybe he knows me. I know him, but we don't really talk because I'm not his type anyway. But I know Javier Cobo, who's on our Facebook page, who runs like PR and stuff.
Very cool.
For them, and he does the little videos, that boyfriend's dating video for Mister. He does those. He produces those, so I know that, you know, Carl and Javier are not going to be all, you know, let's vote for the former governor of Alaska. Anyway, but she's fierce anyway. She's got really good boobies and great skin, but which sucks.
That's what all gay men like.
Yeah.
And I want to say that's what straight men like.
Yes. As we wait to bring that up.
Do you want to go to one and next one?
Really big boobies and great skin. Let's bring Ed on, our
co. You were talking about me. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Too. See?
Hey, hey. What's going on, guys?
Hello, old friend. The show.
Hey, what's up? So, I think I got a bit of a delay here.
Into the show. Oh,
no,
okay. Uh-oh.
Another problem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
But, I just watched your other show before I signed in tonight, and, yeah, it was pretty good, you know. I totally hear what you guys are talking about with that whole, online thing going on, and I haven't had success with it either, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, there's a few people that I know that have. I mean, I was actually thinking about maybe, sitting down or having a discussion with a couple of these people to see what approaches that they took or whatever. But, you know, I know that I, you know.
Share with the group.
What's that?
Find anything good, please share with the group.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But I think I had a really good idea that I was talking to Allison about the other night, about maybe what I wanted to do was put together a, some kind of a dating site or something where everybody could get together, but run it just strictly on, webcam chat and maybe, just do it that way where it's not, sending messages and all that other stuff. I mean, it's like, live Skype with people. You know?
They have stuff like that? I thought they did.
See, I didn't know if they did, but I thought it was a big
See, I don't. I did some searching. I haven't seen anything. I mean, I've tried the usual suspects like eHarmony and all that stuff, and I'm definitely, willing to pay decent money, to meet somebody and on, more professional sites, but it just was a complete waste of my time, you know? I mean, not that I have a defeatist attitude about it, but,
yeah.
I mean... Same results here, same results with a myriad of other people that I've talked to. It's just not the way to go. And honestly, I just don't even feel like wasting my time. And my time's really precious too. Your correspondent lady, what was her name, Casey, who had a very pretty voice, by the way. I have no idea what she looks like. I just figured I'd throw that out there.
She's actually the plucker of it. She's actually a model for full size women's catalogs.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shout out to her or whatever. But I totally agree. Same with everybody's consensus.
But Ruth did say
Ruth did say in our chat
what
that
sites
some
have them, Ruth.
Yeah, let us
type them in. Let the chat room know.
Yeah, she said some of the sites actually have that, so I guess it's another feature. I'm assuming it's probably the sites you got to pay for, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, or maybe, I mean, if it's another step that you take, I think it might be whereas, initially you meet somebody and if everything works out over texting or whatever, then maybe you take the step to that. I just figured something simple where maybe we could have some Skype integration or something with a third-party service that's already established, and it makes it easy. I could integrate, some of that into the site and just bang, 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 and just start talking to people right away and maybe have, online speed dating or some kind of cutoff or something. I don't know. Just make something simple. If it exists, that's great, Let me know, and I'll check it out, but... I don't know. It just seems, futile. What's going on?
Going on to Digital Ghost thing about internet anonymity and the endless email chatter and all that stuff. Grindr's based on IMing each other basically. And I told the guy that he was writing me paragraphs. It's like you have to text this. You're not doing it on a computer. You have to text it. He was writing me paragraphs. And I was just like, dude, you need to save this for when we meet in person. And he got a little bent out of shape. And he's like, well, if I can't get to know you online, what's the point of us meeting, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, that's it.
First, I could say, meet us online, and then you keep meeting. I've only talked to two guys. I've only talked out to two guys on the phone. I haven't met one single person since I started this Was it the summer? It was summer. I believe it was August, and now it's the fall. And there's been, it's all the little dopey messages that go nowhere. And, you know, then it's just, nothing.
I say we just put together like a big meetup group and just spearhead this whole thing. Just go for it. Like, let's put our heads together, talk to like every single person that we know, and just promote this and do it. You know, I mean, that's the only way to attack it. This, you know, tiptoeing around and doing it this way is just a complete waste of time.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But keep, give us hope, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, how long do you want to keep hoping, you know? I mean, it's just sad, you know? I don't know. Come up with a solution or try something. I don't know.
I don't know. How long do you keep hoping as, like, straight guy looking for love? Is it, I guess it's just tough then? I wondered if it
was... For me, it's just like what I keep reading about Alex. It's like, you know, like how he's just about given up or whatever. It's just like, you just give up. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just not like a lot of other guys where they're just looking for tail and all that other stuff, like what Bridget's getting and a lot of these other people. I just don't care about that. Like, I'm looking for something more than that, and it's just like, it's such a hassle, and then the people that if you do meet, you know, once in a blue moon, they're just, like, not quality, and it's like you just don't care anymore. It's, you know, the effort is just whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to lose hope and get cynical, which is what I struggle with, because I feel like my detachment from dating and wanting to meet people or even wanting to, like, hook up with people, quote-unquote, comes from, like, a lot of cynicism and a lot of conditioning. And I've conditioned myself to a point where it's like I'm so okay with being alone that I won't put up with people's BS.
No.
Like, I won't put up with the internet games, and I won't put up with the like.
Or if you're so, like, maybe like me, if you're so used to being alone, you know all the things you don't want, and you know the hundreds of red flags that start waving to somebody.
Yeah.
And that was my issue twice so far, where I guess maybe a past me would have pursued it even if I thought I wasn't really into him, because I just thought I needed to be with someone this guy's the only guy that was interested, so therefore I'm like, oh, okay, even though there's a list of 20 bad things that are going to suck in like a week or sooner. So I didn't even pursue the one guy, and then there was someone else, and I just didn't like a few things. You know, offense to him, there's certain things I'm looking for, and then I didn't pursue that. So it's square one again for me.
But I know in some of our conversations, like especially between, let's say, me and Allison, and I'll ask you if it's the same way with you, Alex. For me, not really. But, you know, does it just get to a point, or it seems like it does, with some people I talk to, where it's just so lonely and maybe there's some desperation there, whatever, that you want contact, you want something, that you just kind of give in and take what you can get, or use part of what you might be able to get to just be with somebody, and, you know what I'm saying, not have the whole package, but just use it for what it is for that time. You know what I'm saying?
I did that a year ago, and it ended up making me feel gross.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know what? This isn't cool. And then I felt like I was happy to just wait it out because I feel, and here's the thing, honestly, if that's all you're like putting yourself there for, then that's all you're going to attract. And then while you're just using or just like, well, this person's good enough, then the good enough real person might be hanging around and you don't even see it because you're just focused on like the crappy thing. And then crappy things are going to come, and you won't pay attention to, like, the good thing that was now slowly drifting past you, and it's gone.
I've never done that. I won't do that, you know what I'm saying? But I know people that have, or in different conversations. So that might even be a common thing where, like, it can get, like, so bad out there for just some kind of human contact that, like, people are just like, you know what, I don't care. I'm just, like, feeling so blah, 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 or whatever, you know? I don't know.
You know, I'll just ask for a hug.
There was a point when we talked to Bridget, that she talked about in the last show when she talked about that guy who used her as a backup.
Yeah, I couldn't believe
that. That's crazy.
So here's what happened when I told my backup story is that, okay, so I went out with the one guy.
Right.
And this will go back to even doing Cruel, when we did Cruel, when we were so behind the snark, and I just was so, got that phone call.
Exactly.
That was a week later. So I went out with that guy, and then I met the other guy at Gym Bar, totally innocent, totally not expecting anything. And he was a crush from my past, like 10-something years ago, and we just got reunited by the power of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't expect anything. We were just drinking summer ale, and all of a sudden, he's all over me, which was witnessed by someone who stopped him. Anyway, which wasn't one of them. And I ended up going home with him, and I kind of was like, see, this is what I end up doing. I end up trying to, I'm all in, trying to date all the time,
mm-hmm.
or I'm completely out. I don't have
and
a happy medium.
And then you're just like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah. And then what happened a week later is that the one guy I went out on a date with kind of flaked out on that he was going to be one place. And by the power of Facebook, I found out he was in another place. So that pissed me off. Then I was trying to hook up guy again just because I needed human contact. I needed someone to like me because, you know, other guy didn't like me. And then he couldn't get through, and I lost it that night. You got that phone call.
I deleted that phone call.
I deleted. Yeah, I deleted hook up guy. I deleted camp.
Oh.
Because I was even trying to get together with Dick the whole summer. Someone from my past when I was first on Match. He was one I met first from Match forever ago and never told me how he felt about me. But
he told me.
Yeah, you drunk first.
Drunk at a gay bar.
Yeah.
Oh, the best friend, of course, which is usually how it goes in the goofball movie.
What's the deal with guys? They always have to get drunk before they can say something. I can't stand that either. It's just so, like, aggravating, like how I see how they pick up women or if I'm with women or whatever and they come over. I just posted something like that today on Facebook. I mean, it's just so lame. It's unbelievable. I don't know if that means anything.
You don't like any, but it is such a cliche.
It's the liquid courage. I mean, yeah. I've noticed that I've become bitter and sober. Like, I used to do that because I felt so insecure, but I got to a level where I can sort of talk to guys when I'm sober. Not that I do it for the most part. I still have that fear, but.
Yeah. I do too little well.
Yeah.
I can't roll into a place and be like, hey, attractive men, here I am.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that insecurity still that I'm working through.
Yeah, but what was I going to say? So it went to a point that I just totally gave up. It was mid-July, and I was done. I was like, I didn't want to even think about, like, guys or dating or anything.
Yeah, I was, like, just getting into it. I'm like, okay. And you're like, but Shaw.
I'm like, ugh.
We're on two different levels.
But I just I no matter how much I read about or like meditate or listen to Hay House Radio or listen to other shows out there or listen to read or watch even like Oprah reruns or something.
Whatever.
Like I said before, when we first did a show like this, I can't seem to get past that hurdle, and I don't know how to get past that hurdle where it will just be okay. I think I'm okay that I'm not clingy. I don't have to text someone a million times. I don't have to always know where they am. I'm too laissez-faire again, where if they don't call me, I don't give a crap.
Right.
If they don't want to go out, I don't give a crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes off that way even when I'm interacting with them, that it's just like, I don't give a crap.
So do you think then it'll be a negative then?
I don't expect its worst
mm-hmm.
anymore. It's just I don't expect anything.
Do you think maybe that's the best way to go about it?
I don't know, because we're supposed to, if you look at, like...
it's not the best
way. Yeah, if you look at like, what mm-hmm. things get explained about expectations and desperation and expectations and all that stuff, you're supposed to sort of be a step away from it. You're supposed
right.
to not... be so completely involved in it. You're
mm-hmm.
supposed to, like, let it flow. And if they're not, you know, that this quote that I can't stand right now is rejection is God's protection.
Oh.
And that's one of the inspirational quotes I want to beat in the face.
Oh, I don't like that.
Because what does that mean? Because everybody rejects me. So
yeah.
whatever. Is everybody bad?
Is the world so dangerous?
Yeah.
Is that why there's a wall of no in front
yeah.
of you and I? Are we so precious?
I guess.
Whatever.
But I think with a strong mentality, you can avoid a lot of these emotional pitfalls that you seem to be get caught up in. I mean, you can definitely take control of your mind and have a strong mindset and kind of just back off a little bit, you know, and not completely be overtaken by some of those emotions and feelings and all that. And I think that's something I've gained control over a lot with myself, so I'm able to kind of calmly just sort through it. And you know what, if something happens or if you see an opportunity, you go for it. But I agree with what you just said. I mean, it's about not really expecting anything. I mean, you can't, you know. I mean, I think that's the best way to go about it. Absolutely.
Is that what we take away from all this?
I think so. But what because what I'm going to have to explore, or even what we think, when is it the point where what's
yeah.
the balance? And I think I want to do a show next season about this. What is the balance between, you know, using the power of your mind and the power of intention and all that?
And
not
getting caught up in it.
Yeah.
Becoming like a slave to it. Because I feel like right now it's like I'm expecting things that aren't happening, and then I'm honestly getting frustrated.
Yeah.
Like I want to break stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not good. So, you know, it's like having to find, like, middle ground
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, the balance.
Yeah, and I'm
yeah.
trying. I had the I don't care attitude, and then I didn't, and now it's weird. It's like
yeah.
a roller coaster.
Yeah, I think the slug line for that is, where's the balance between intention and expectation?
Yeah.
That's kind of like this girl Madison that I know. Ask Allie later.
And since we have
2 minutes left,
we're going to say goodbye.
You're cut off, man.
It's our show, and we're in control. So thanks for calling.
All right. It was great being on. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. Take care.
Well, anyway, as we wrap up
with another wacky
half
hour,
yeah.
and thanks everyone for listening, who listens now.
Who listens later
when they have time.
Yeah.
We appreciate all of it. Huge, huge, big, big. Seriously.
Yes.
The support. At least we're getting support here and
yeah.
love on the show.
Yes.
Even if we don't have it in our private lives.
Yeah.
Well,
but
at least we support each other. And I have to just take this time. I know it gets sappy, but I always feel this way around Paul when I met you.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
And I just have to say thank you for being there for me.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, my God. Seriously.
Traveled down the road and back again.
I honestly don't know what's going to happen in my future, and I have no idea who I'm supposed to meet and
yeah.
who's supposed to fall in love with me. But I was sitting at the kitchen table today eating dinner with you, and we started to laugh. I was just like, well, thank God he's in my life.
Yeah.
And I totally, totally mean that. And if I could find someone that I could laugh with half as much as I laugh with you,
I'll
be totally lucky.
Anyway, okay. Cue the outro music.
Thank
we love
you guys
for listening.
Again.
And we'll dance.
Yeah, that was on there. Professional.